Money FM 89.3, best of your money. Money and Me on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
It's a Movers and Shakers edition of Money and Me today. Good morning, I'm Michelle Martin. Today we shine the spotlight on 2C2P. They're a Singapore-based global payments platform. Their objective? Increase payments efficiency and access across borders and ultimately benefit the everyday lives of people living and doing business across borders. 2C2P has a new partnership with the International Air Transport Association, the trade association for the world's airlines, which will facilitate the integration of 2C2P's payment gateway into IATA's financial gateway to give airlines all over the world increase payments reach. So how will this partnership connect airlines with the Asian market? And to what extent is Asia, the world's most cash-reliant region, embracing digital payments like e-wallets and QR-enabled solutions? Ong Kyo Mo is founder and CEO of 2C2P. He joins me live to share more about this partnership and how it aims to boost the aviation industry. Ong has been recognized as one of Asia's top 25 entrepreneurs by Business Week. It's a pleasure to welcome you to the show, Ong. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, since the 1970s, IATA has provided airlines and travel agencies with centralized services for billing and settlement. But really, for the past 5 years, it's made omni-channel payments a priority. Can you share with us what this tie-up, 2C2P and IATA, it's not your first tie-up. What will this one mean for aviation and passengers?
Sure, definitely. So the partnership, we will be offering first flexibility to airline and travel agent to have ability to settle between one another. And obviously, the second, increased payment access to Southeast Asia customer. As you rightly noted, IATA Trade Association has 290 airlines from 117 countries, and they cover about 82% of total available seat in air traffic. In a huge organization where right now all the airlines are going to fly again, our customers in Southeast Asia will be able to pay with their preferred payment option, be it a new mobile wallet or a new QR code payment system through our system, because we are now connected to IATA payment method.
Asia is one of the world's most cash-reliant regions. Ong, how are cross-border payment solutions developing here in Asia? What are you seeing in terms of some of the new payment trends emerging from the pandemic, perhaps?
Yes, before the pandemic, we are already trying to adopt digital payment across the region. Thanks to the initiative from the government, they have launched domestic payment system in various countries, such as STGO in Singapore and Phnom Penh in Thailand. Pandemic accelerated that adoption. And right now, we see over 400 million customers across Southeast Asia ready to transact online using digital payment. And that is truly phenomenal. Maybe this is a positive side of the pandemic. Today, we see over 200 wallets. Mm-hmm. And we see many different customers transacting comfortably from their home using the national payment network from various countries.
Yes. If you look back at the history of 2C2P, it looked like the company was focused on helping Asian consumers use credit cards to pay for travel. But today that growth has moved to, as you say, national networks or QR code-based payments tied to domestic real-time payment systems. So in your opinion, how do you see digital payment services evolving? What can governments in Asia do to make that path to a cashless society smoother, perhaps, for the region and less fragmented?
Digital payment has evolved for the past 20 years, as you rightly noted. But right now, both private sector and public sectors are pushing it very hard to have a full digital adoption. Mm-hmm. All these mobile wallets we mentioned earlier are usually launched by the private organization for the likes of Grab, Lazada, Shopee, etc. At the same time, we have central banks from around the region launching their own domestic QR code payment. With that, we see very fast change from a cash economy to digital economy. Right now, we are not only talking about the domestic changes in the domestic. Mm-hmm. For instance, between Singapore and Thailand, and between Singapore soon in Malaysia, they will be able to transfer funds. I mean, Singapore customer will be able to transfer funds to Thailand in real time, which is phenomenon is not possible 2-3 years ago, and right now it is happening live right in front of our eyes.
Now, I know 2C2P just last month announced a new partnership in Vietnam and Cambodia to expand your Thai cross-border remittance service, Easy2Sen. So to expand your customer base on, will you need more banks to outsource their payment work to 2C2P?
Yeah, we partner with banks. We partner with mobile wallets. For instance, in Cambodia, we partner with the largest mobile wallet in the country, and we help customers from Thailand. Usually, they are migrant workers in Thailand, sending money back home conveniently to the wallet in Cambodia.
All right, really interesting.
And similarly, we are going to do that for Vietnam.
Now, let's learn a little bit about you and the company. You have been recognized as one of Asia's top 25 entrepreneurs by Business Week. Why in 2003 did you start the company? I understand the first pitch was towards mobile games, but that was quite a pivot. Can you share with us a little about the company's origins?
Sure. I was a developer sitting out in Bangkok in 2003, started my first company to develop mobile games. And then I noticed that at the time, we don't have iTunes or Google Play-like platform to distribute my games. Mm-hmm. So I cannot easily distribute my mobile games. Then I realized that a local bank needed a particular software that is to secure their credit card holder every time they transact online. That's how I got into payment industry. So because I developed that solution and then licensed the solution to the bank at the time. And fast forward 19 years, the same software I developed 18 years ago is now licensed across the region, including the banks like UOB in Singapore. And with that, I had a chance to participate in payment ecosystem and started a newer company, move headquarters to Singapore, continue to develop the payment platform as we know today as a 2C2P payment platform, and partner with the banks, help large enterprise merchants to sell products and services efficiently to this region.
So amazing, from mobile games to payment processing. What has been key to your growth story? 2C2P has grown into a global company now.
I think team is the most important one. Most of my team members are way smarter than me. They help me with the growth of the company, and I'm just there taking all the credits, and it's a little bit unfair, but it is my team and their hard work that make the company become successful today.
All right, you had the vision in 2003 to make that pivot to payments processing. What are some key pain points that you think 2C2P is in a position to be able to solve as we look to a post-COVID world?
Post-COVID, I think we are even more ready than before because during COVID-19, we improved our platform. We integrated with more payment options. And at the same time, governments across the regions have launched their own national payment network. We are now integrated in all of them. Post-COVID, we will be able to help. I mean, in this case, we're talking about airlines. So mm-hmm. We'll be able to help airlines to fly again. And I can't wait to see the airlines flying again and busy skies. And also, I can't wait to complain about busy airports and long immigration lines.
We all can't wait to get on airlines. And if you're helping that happens, you know, faster, I think we're all very grateful. It's been wonderful speaking with you, Ong. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much.
Ong Kyo Mo is founder and chief executive of 2C2P, a global payments platform.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.